Fantasies that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. We're going to go to the phones here. Chip in North Carolina. Aloha, Chip. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. I've been thinking, I was a big Ron Paul fan supporter and kind of disenfranchised with the election system. And I've been thinking about it. And I think I've come up with a neat way that I'd like to get your opinion on how the election system would work. It's we can call it Democracy 2.0, and it's a lottery system. If you want, you can put your maybe Social Security number or create a new number for people that want to have a chance to run. And for each office in each state, they elect, the lottery calls up five people. And then there's election with those five people. So this can keep the cronies out and keep the money junkies from putting their puppets in there. And, term limits, even if you limit it to 4 years, people are still putting the people that they want in there. But this would open it up for anybody to be able to be elected. They would go serve their 4 years of their community service and then get the heck out of there. But I think it would really get more people involved. Everybody would care. And I think it would really help the education system, because if anybody can be elected, they don't want to put dumb people up there, so they might put more investment in the education system.
It certainly hasn't prevented dumb people from being elected to office, and I keep thinking back to that final interview Carl Sagan gave just before he passed away, where he said it is very dangerous to have a scientific and technological society with managers and politicians who are clueless about science and technology. It's a good idea, but obviously it will never come to pass under our current regime. Because our current regime loves things exactly the way they are right now. And being a Ron Paul supporter, you have to look at how Ron Paul was basically railroaded out of the race both in 2008 and 2012 by some very obvious heavy-handed tactics. And so right now the junta in Washington, D.C. is going to basically preserve itself and its power and its wealth. And we're going to have to wait for the system to collapse, and then we can go back in. And by the way, what you're describing about members of the legislature just doing a term and considering a duty to the community and then leaving, that was the original model. Because if you go back and you look at the makeup of the original United States Congress, or the people who signed the Declaration and wrote the Constitution, these were all tradesmen, people who knew how to actually make things happen. John Hancock sold insurance. Paul Revere was a silversmith. Ben Franklin was into publishing and all kinds of amazing things like that. And yes, they had a few lawyers there to work out the legal issues, but government service, congressional service at that time, was a part-time honor. And when you weren't in Congress, you went back home and you went about your normal business that you made your living on. We were never supposed to have a permanent ruling class centered in Washington, D.C. The power and authority were diffused across all the states and local communities. And that's a really good model for us to go back and emulate as well. And only in time of war were we required to blindly obey that central federal government, which is another reason why the government's always trying to start wars here and there and everywhere. There are a lot of good ideas on how things should be handled. You need to understand, in our current nation, which is an oligarchy with massive, massive election fraud taking place, this government will never allow there to be a change. because they worked very hard. The money junkies spent a lot of money to warp the system to their advantage, and they're not going to let go of that without a fight.
But the lottery system seems like it's the only fair way that any American could be the representative for their district or their state.
It doesn't matter how fair it is. It doesn't matter how fair it is. The current power structure will not allow anything to change that threatens their continued power and preeminence. And, you know, when this financial system and government does come crashing down, there'll be a discussion on that very issue. Or apparently, we now have a situation where with Michigan's call for a constitutional convention, under the Constitution, one is supposed to be happening. Not a word yet out of Washington, D.C., and I'm not expecting one. They don't want anybody to upset their little party. And all we can really do peacefully is wait for it to come crashing down, which I think is really very, very close. And at that point, when they've lost the money and the power, we can scrape out Washington, D.C. and Wall Street, and we can go back to a country that was modeled on the original United States of America, with power diffused across the land, limited central government, no private central bank, no private central bank, no private central bank. But until that crash comes, we can talk about alternative election systems and fairness. It's not going to happen because the people who are in charge will not relax their grip on the jugular vein of the American people. And that is just the way it is. And I'm sorry to disappoint you on that. A lot of people have very good ideas on how to have honest elections. The people who won those crooked elections don't want honest elections because they might actually lose them.
Yeah.
Massive election fraud is the reality in the country. It's probably one of the reasons that Princeton and Northwestern concluded that we are, in fact, an oligarchy.
Yeah, it's true. But, yeah, this wouldn't happen until the rebuilding. But I call it Democracy 2.0. It's the fair way that everybody can be involved and interested in it. And,
well, I'll tell you one.
I appreciate your show. I'll hang up and listen. But I like the way you're posting your show online now. That's a good way, the edited version. I can watch the video. But thank you for everything, Mike.
All right, well, thank you. Actually, all I put on the website are the podcasts. I know other people are taking clips out of the show and making YouTube videos, and that's great to get these ideas out there. There are lots of ways to have honest elections and honest government, but when you get dishonest people in government, the first thing they're going to do is shut down honest elections. They're going to put in this system that is wide open. I mean, think about it. One of the worst offending electronic voting machines were the ones made by Diebold. Bev Harris over at blackboxvoting.org found no less than 12 different ways you could get into these machines, some of them without even physically touching the machine itself, and alter the outcome of elections without leaving a trace. Now, these election machines were built by the same company that is famous for building automated bank teller machines that don't lose a penny from one coast to the other. So if their electronic voting machines have this many trapdoors in it to allow elections to be altered, it had to be by design. If you have not seen the HBO documentary Hacking Democracy, you need to hunt it down online. You need to share it with everybody that you know, because anybody who thinks we're going to fix this country the next election are dreaming. They're just putting up a button for you to press, and then they come out and tell you these are your new leaders and you have to do what they said because you voted for them. And we don't actually know that we did. And I would hold that if a government cannot prove the accuracy, honesty, and fairness of the elections by which they claim authority over we the people, then we the people are neither legally nor morally obligated to obey that government's dictates, to pay its out-of-control bills, and certainly not to surrender the lives of our children in these pointless wars of conquest. All right, we're going to grab another quick phone call. Barry in California. Aloha, Barry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, actually, I'm up in Canada. We're still almost in the snow. Hey, listen, I don't want to change your subject today, buddy, but I live very, very close to the Pacific Ocean, and I've been monitoring and watching very, very closely what's going on with our Pacific Ocean here. And to me, buddy, that's one of the biggest concerns I have right now on this planet, the fact that our ocean is dying at a very, very accelerated rate. I'm tied in very closely with the commercial fisheries here in the area. I live actually 40 miles away from the Pacific Ocean. And some of the reports I'm seeing lately, friend, just absolutely knocked me right off my feet. Our scallop industry is completely collapsing. Our sardines are completely collapsing. Our herring are showing up with all.
Oh, no, 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 no. You're being very, very silly. I mean, I remember Ann Coulter came on TV right after Fukushima melted down and said,
yeah,
radiation is good for you.
It's all good, guys. Don't worry about it.
How could you not believe Ann Coulter or anybody on that corporate TV news? No, it is a serious situation, and I've been seeing a lot of news stories about how these fish stocks are collapsing. A lot of them are testing positive for radiation. It is a major disaster, and you're not going to hear anything about it from the corporate media or the U.S. government because there isn't a darn thing they can do about it. They can only solve problems they've made up out of thin air, like human-caused global warming.
Yeah.
And, Barry, I have to let you go. We're on a commercial break, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently over in Poland, they're screaming, the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming, and they're demanding that NATO send more ground troops to be stationed in Poland. And this could be just more of this build-up to war. Or maybe Poland is looking to increase business for the local prostitutes, which is something that always follows the stationing of foreign troops on one's land there as well. Interesting little story over at Blacklisted News, where, as you're probably aware, the Obama administration has a new whistleblower protection program, but there's a little bit of a wrinkle in it. Most whistleblowers prefer to remain anonymous. But the new Obama whistleblower program requires whistleblowers to register with them as a whistleblower in order to avail themselves of their protection. Obama is saying, step forward and sign up. We've got a brand new website written by the same people who did healthcare.gov, and you can put in all your name and personal information. Then these whistleblowers will go into the witness relocation program, which might mean relocating them into a shallow grave somewhere out in the desert. I think probably this is going to be a complete failure, and whistleblowers are going to prefer to remain anonymous rather than trust their name and identity information to the government that is in all probability what they're whistleblowing on in the first place. Now, apparently Monday, the kangaroo court trial of five 9/11 suspects had to be put on hold. Apparently the court has reason to believe that the FBI had succeeded in enlisting a member of the defense team as an informant to report on what the defense team was talking about, what witnesses they were going to call, what evidence they had. This is a complete violation of basic democratic norms and due process. And it's a reminder that this whole military tribunal setup is a complete fraud and a hoax to railroad these guys into prison, because if these suspects were given a trial in a U.S. court of law with the full legal protections, they'd all be acquitted. Even the military tribunal has said a third of those people being kept at Guantanamo are innocent of any wrongdoing, and the Obama administration still will not release them. Why? Well, because we know now, based on the leaked Senate report on torture, that far worse things have been done to these people than waterboarding. We know from Binyam Mohammed that far worse things than waterboarding were being done by the U.S. government to these people, including taking razor knives to very delicate portions of their anatomy, trying to find Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons. Have you tried looking in Fantasyland? Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, once again, the corporate media and the U.S. government are wagging Al-Qaeda at us. Apparently, over on Anderson Cooper 360, they're saying the number two Al-Qaeda leader vows to attack the United States. They're coming to get you. And all over the corporate media, we're seeing this video about a large Al-Qaeda meeting in Yemen, and it shows all these guys in turbans just marching by the camera and rank and file. And, you know, they're saying, well, it's just more bovine excrement. They need to get the war agenda going. Remember what Bill Kristol wrote in just 3 weeks ago, just deploring the fact that Americans were tired and weary of war. How can you be tired of war just because we've taxed you into poverty and resulted in thousands of your kids being killed? That's no reason to give up enthusiasm. And he was talking about somehow turning around America's attitude toward war literally overnight. Now, I do want to remind everybody that every time that they have wagged Al-Qaeda at us, it turns out to be fakes and phonies. And I posted this video that was made from a previous radio show on whatreallyhappened.com talking about, remember Adam Gadon, the American Al-Qaeda, the media maven who was making all these videos, we're Al-Qaeda, we're coming to get you. And it turns out his real name is Adam Perlman. He's the grandson of a member of the board of directors of the ADL, which has a long history of creating phony enemy groups with which to scare people into financial and political support. Back in the 1930s was a huge scandal where it came out that the ADL was actually funding the American Nazi Party. So the ADL could run around and say, the Nazis are coming, give us money, we will fight the Nazis for you. And it came to light because the head of the American Nazi Party was actually embezzling from the ADL. It was a big stink there. Remember Yusuf al-Khattab? He ran the Revolution Muslim website out of Bronx, New York. And his website had things like a picture of an axe cutting the Statue of Liberty in half. Turns out his real name is Joseph Cohen. They're all fakes and frauds. Remember George Orwell's 1984? And Emmanuel Goldstein, the fictional enemy made up by the government on which all bad things were blamed and all wars were justified? This is exactly what's going on here. Now, yesterday, of course, was the anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing. And not having a real bomb with which to remind Americans that there's a domestic terror event, there was apparently a hoax played. Somebody left a couple of unattended backpacks near the finish line. They called in the bomb squad to blow them up, and it turned out to be complete fake and hoax because, after all, got to keep the slaves afraid and dependent on the government. That's the model here. And they caught a suspect who is apparently being held on a $100,000 bond. And probably he and that FBI informant they arrested at the Kansas Jewish Center are probably going to given new identities and manage the Wendy's in Billings, Montana, or something like that. Now, the April 15th deadline to register firearms deemed as assault weapons under Governor Cuomo's New York Safe Act is over. Came and went yesterday, and they really didn't get a lot of people signing up for that thing. Gee, you don't suppose that part in the Second Amendment about shall not be abridged supersedes Governor Cuomo? Another little alarming story, and apparently there was this court case that set a legal precedent that lawful gun ownership and possession in and of itself is grounds for police to evade the Fourth Amendment protections and come into your home. Now, remember, there are some states where the information available to the police in their police cars includes whether you have a registered firearm. And this court case, and this was being reported over in WorldNet Daily, the court basically said that if the police are in front of your home and they know you are a lawful gun owner, they can come in. In this case, a guy named Quinn. The police wanted to talk to his son, who was not there at the time, and the police knew that. But they knocked down the door and kicked in the door with a SWAT team-style forced entry and justified it on the fact that they knew from the computer systems that the owner of the house lawfully, legally owned a firearm, properly registered, had not committed any crimes with it. And the courts upheld that if you are a gun owner, the Fourth Amendment does not apply to you any longer. And the court, of course, is completely wrong. They are completely wrong. I've been having this ongoing email debate about what's going on out at Bundy, and you know, I'm dealing with an obvious, you know, agent provocateur saying, you know, the ultimate authority, you have to listen to the courts. The courts will tell you what is right and wrong. Well, you may want to surrender your moral sense to a government authority figure, but I certainly don't. And you need to remember, Hitler told all of his German officials that what they were doing was the letter of the law. And it wasn't. We know that. And we know they were all wrong to go along with that. And the same thing applies to all the U.S. government officials who have been brainwashed into thinking the Constitution and the law is on their side, and it isn't. And if they ever actually read the law and the Constitution, they would know how much they were lied to. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, welcome back to the show here. And up in New York, Michael Bloomberg, who has now gone out to making speeches, even though he's technically out of office, is planning to spend $50 million this year trying to build a nationwide grassroots, he says, gun-grabbing network to motivate voters to vote against pro-gun laws, to support gun bans. And he's specifically targeting the National Rifle Association because, after all, Wall Street can't let a bunch of uppity ranchers with guns stop the money junkies when they want to illegally snatch their land. I'm sure that the strength of the response at the Bundy Ranch Showdown, the Battle of Bunkerville, may have caught a lot of people in Washington, D.C. by surprise. They may have sort of been saying, well, there's always going to be a few people upset at further government encroachment and illegal, unconstitutional activity, but they're just a few people, and we can deal with them. But remember when that Bureau of Land Management A guy was out there saying, you better bring 10,000 people, and we're not exactly sure how many showed up. I heard 5,000 in one number. It was sufficient to force the BLM to stand back down. And I think probably the wiser and more prudent observers within the government are realizing that the American people really have been pushed to the edge. Because had it been a happy, prosperous nation, what they did at the Bundy Ranch would have just escaped notice. But the nation right now is a tinderbox, and the BLM almost set it off, almost provided the spark out at the Bundy Ranch, and may still do it down at the Red River in Texas, where they're trying to seize 90,000 acres. And ever since the Bundy Ranch issue broke into the mainstream, we're seeing more and more of these stories from ranchers out west who are being abused and curtailed and driven out of business by the Bureau of Land Management so their ranch lands can be seized and sold to private corporations, financial interests, frackers. And Americans understand, this is not what America is supposed to be. America is supposed to be a nation of the people, by the people, and for the people. And the government is a caretaker that we the people allow to manage the nation for the benefit of we the people and the nation only so long as they comply with the rules and restrictions in that Constitution, which is the original contract with America. When the government refuses to obey those rules, it ceases to be the legitimate government of the United States of America. The only legitimate government of the United States of America is one that abides by that Constitution and the Bill of Rights, not one that weasel words around it or sets up First Amendment zones outside of which you're not, or declares arbitrarily that 100 miles from any U.S. border is a constitution-free zone. They're not allowed to do that under the 10th Amendment. They're not allowed to make up new authorities for themselves. They're not allowed to just grab land and declare ownership over it outside of the land underneath their federal buildings and military facilities. That's the only land the government is allowed to own under that Constitution. So the government is in the wrong. Just flat out. All righty. Now, apparently, in response to some of this ongoing harassment and targeting, the Republican National Committee has now launched a lawsuit against the Internal Revenue Service for the abusive targeting of conservative political action groups. And they're filing a civil suit, which means it's not going to be up to the discretion of Attorney General Eric Holder to say, nah, it's not important. You guys are just complaining. Just go away. I have terrorism to deal with. And we're seeing a lot more people standing up to the IRS, and that includes Ron Paul. And I think the IRS may have really kicked over a hornet's nest on that issue, because Ron Paul's nonprofit Campaign for Liberty has decided they're going to fight the IRS over this issue about having to reveal its donors to the agency. And the IRS is already fining them huge amounts of money. They're trying to fine them out of existence. But the reality is, there is no legitimate reason for the IRS to know who donates to any political, a nonprofit organization. We have seen many times some of these nonprofits that are set up for political action where they're saying, oh, you can't have our donor list, it's protected, and nobody does anything about that. And those nonprofits serving the money junkies seem immune from this kind of selective harassment. But Campaign for Liberty is going to take a stand on this thing, and we need to get the word out there that Ron Paul, the man who had huge grassroots support in 2008 and 2012 and was visibly railroaded out of the campaign, is now under attack from the Internal Revenue Service in clear violation of all of the applicable laws. And Ron Paul has declared Campaign for Liberty, they're going to fight this all the way. If necessary, up to the United States Supreme Court. Not that I would put too much trust to the United States Supreme Court after money is speech. And the fact that they're actually considering whether political lies by candidates are now protected speech under the First Amendment. Meaning that you can't stand up there and say, you're absolutely lying about what you say you've accomplished, and you're lying about, you know, who your financial supporters are. I mean, can you imagine a political campaign where candidates are allowed to say anything at all they want and nobody's allowed to challenge them? I mean, it's bad enough as it is right now. They're trying to basically protect the lies of political candidates with the First Amendment. That's not what the First Amendment is for. The First Amendment is not there to protect lies. It's there to protect the truth. And the Supreme Court, if they in fact rule this way, and they might, they seem to be completely compromised, it completely twists around what the First Amendment is all about. So Ron Paul is taking a principled stand, and we need to stand with him. Because if the IRS succeeds in forcing Campaign for Liberty to turn over the list of donors, then every other nonprofit working for civil liberties and for your rights will be forced to do the same. And, of course, that's going to chill donations. I'd like to donate to Campaign for Liberty, but, oh, my goodness, you know, the government will get my name and do bad things to me. That's tyranny. That's dictatorship. Princeton and Northwestern are right. We're not a democracy anymore. We're not a republic. We're not capitalist. We are an oligarchy. Our entire nation, 330 million Americans, have become the playthings of the ultra-rich. Now, Bank of America just issued their quarterly statement, and they're declaring a loss because of some $6 billion in legal fees trying to defend itself from all the various lawsuits resulting from the mortgage-backed security fraud back in 2008. None of these bankers were prosecuted by the U.S. government. The U.S. government's policy is hands-off. Let the money junkies do what they want to do. They're oligarchs. We can't touch them. But they can't stop the civil suits, and those are moving ahead. Now, story over on perpetualassets.wordpress.com, glaring quantitative easing failure spotted. And they're talking about a measurement of the economic health called money velocity. In other words, how fast is the money moving around through the economy? And it is slowing rapidly. And the reason for that is the economic activity we have seen over the last couple of years is being driven by the quantitative easing, by this instant creation of $120 billion every month, half of which goes to the U.S. government and half of which goes to Wall Street to keep them ticking along. But now the Federal Reserve has to stop doing that because that inflation is putting downward pressure on the dollar internationally at a time when countries are looking for reasons to drop the dollar. It's a classic rock and a hard place. We're going to grab a real quick phone call before the commercial break. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Michael. Oh, good morning or good afternoon. Hey, Michael, I just wanted to point out that with the Ron Paul thing in the IRS, that AIPAC does not disclose their donor list. The ADL does not disclose their donor list. All these charities that give to the illegal West Bank settlements do not disclose their donor list. So you can be an anonymous donor and give to some terrorist colonial thing in the West Bank, but God forbid you donate to somebody, a legitimate political organization in the United States. You know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, no, it's very believable under the current junta in Washington, D.C. It is very believable, and people need to get angry. And I think going after Ron Paul with his huge grassroots support in 2008 and 2012, I think this is going to really kick up a horrible, horrible stink for the government. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Renee in North Carolina. Hello, Renee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, the entire legal system is a scam, the way they selectively enforce it. And I'm going to give an example, like wrap your head around this one. Okay, the Constitution says we're not supposed to have a standing army, okay? And we have the largest standing army probably in the world, okay? So the recruiters, to me, are guilty of entrapment to get men to sign up for an unconstitutional standing army, and then they make them swear an oath to uphold the Constitution. Now, are these veterans and military, if they're going to uphold that oath, do they have to arrest themselves?
Well, it's definitely a complicated issue, but you need to understand, first of all, for those of you who are parents of military-age children, there has already been a court ruling that promises made by military recruiters to the kids are not legally enforceable. So if a recruiter comes up to your kid and says, if you sign this enlistment paper, I guarantee that you'll be trained as a nuclear medicine technology expert, which will prepare your way for a great job in the future, and the kid signs up and winds up spending his entire term peeling potatoes, you cannot sue for redress. Promises made by military recruiters are completely worthless and not legally enforceable. So keep that in mind when you're talking to your kid about whether to sign up for the military. In a lot of cases, the economic hardship is actually forming an economic draft. My wife and I, a couple of years ago, were talking to a bunch of kids who had signed up for the Air Force and they were waiting for the bus. And we were talking to them, you know, why'd you sign up for the Air Force? And they said, there were no jobs. It's join the military or starve. And that's another reason for the U.S. government to intentionally crush the economy in areas with a military age population. So they have no choice. Okay.
Oh, no, it's so evil. It's just evil what they're doing to these people. Like you said, they're almost using that unemployment situation as a cattle chute to force them.
That's exactly what they're doing. And, you know, we already know that there's a new draft bill sitting in Rangel's committee in the Congress waiting for the spectacular event that will allow them to vote it into law without too much public opposition. But you need to remember, the military draft is a violation of the 13th Amendment against involuntary servitude.
That's another point. Exactly. What is more involuntary servitude than drafting people to go kill other people? I mean, that is the absolute height of it. Those two issues, the one I brought up about no standing army plus involuntary servitude. And you know, the thing is, like people say, people try to wiggle out of this saying, oh, but there's another law that lets them do this. Remember that whole Mayberry versus Madison thing? The Constitution trumps all.
That's
so
true.
You know. So that was just my point for today.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. And it's like I mentioned earlier in the show, Hitler told all of his officers and officials and bureaucrats that everything they did was the letter of the law and the right and moral thing to do. We know all those German officials were wrong to go along with that. Stalin did the same thing with his people, leading to the pogroms and the mass arrests and so forth. They were all assured by their government that this is all legal. It's the law of the land. It's the right and moral and necessary thing to do. Pol Pot, the Shah of Iran, every tyrant in history brainwashes their own people into thinking that what they're doing is the letter of the law, right, moral, and necessary. The verdict of history on all of those people is, yeah, they were wrong to go along with Hitler, to go along with Stalin, to go along with Pinochet and the Shah of Iran. They were all wrong, and that is how history remembers them. And so for those of you listening to the show who are in the federal service right now, think long and hard about how you want to be remembered by your children and grandchildren. Because right now, looking at what happened out at the Bundy Ranch, the federal government is operating on the same moral level as Sir Guy of Gisborne, riding around Nottingham, grabbing pigs and chickens whenever he feels like it. Now, getting back to the economy here, General Motors has gone to the federal bankruptcy judge to ask for legal protection for all of their conduct that occurred before the 2009 bankruptcy. And probably this is in response to the revelation that they knew they had a defective ignition switch that was killing people. And there's going to be civil lawsuits up the yin-yang from this. And so now the GM has gone to the bankruptcy judge and say, just, you know, block off any legal actions from before 2009. And under our current fascist government, they'll probably get it. Over at 12160, they've got an interesting story saying that in many American cities, rent is rising out of the reach of what's left of the middle class. In Miami, the average rents are consuming 43% of the typical household income. And as more and more of these financial centers are buying up all the foreclosed homes and turning them into rental properties, once they've got a monopoly, they can just run the rents up anywhere they want. And we already know they've got a new toy to play with on Wall Street, the renters-backed investment bundle. And it's going to be the same disaster it was with the mortgage-backed securities. Now they got rent-backed securities. And when they all go bust and the bubble explodes, what will Wall Street do? They'll turn around to the U.S. government and say, we need another bailout. And the U.S. government will say, yes, massa. Yes, massa. We will loot the American people and get enough money to cover your losses, because that is how fascism works. Now, Brian Fisher, the director of issues analysis for the Fundamentalist American Family Association, said that Americans who are on welfare and food stamps and other government services need to kiss the ground beneath the richest 1% of Americans and show your gratitude for their generosity, for the crumbs that fall from their tables. It was the 1% money junkies that put all those Americans on food stamps and welfare. With their Ponzi scheme private central bank, with the offshoring of high-paying jobs, with planned obsolescent products that fall apart and require people to buy them over and over and over again. They must be scared if they've got their spokesman out there saying, oh, you should kiss the ground beneath the 1%. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But rest assured, the problem of income inequality is being looked at. Over at the Income Inequality Institute, they've hired Paul Krugman to deal with the problem of income inequality, and they're going to pay him $25,000 a month. Now, a lot of people have talked about overdraft fees at the bank and just how expensive they are. And frankly, if you can get overdraft protection on your account, you should. Apparently, it has been determined that the overdraft fees on your bank checking account are more expensive than taking out a payday loan. It's legalized loan sharking. The banks are just cheating everybody. And by the way, oh, actually, we're going to take a phone call. I'm going to try and take this before the top of the hour. Aaron in Missouri. Aloha, Aaron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How are you, sir? Appreciate you taking my call. If you have the ability, which I'm sure you do, to take a peek at it real quick, YouTube video. It's less than a minute long. I came across that there's only 3,000 views with it, which is odd considering the damning nature of it. It's World Trade Center Building 7 collapsing. It's from a non-traditional angle. I would be happy to tell you what I put in a search to find it. It's real easy to pull up.
Is it the one where you're seeing flashes and smoke coming out of the windows, because that one's a fake?
See, that's what I thought. I thought that is just too good.
Yeah, it's a fake. They took the traditional angle that we all have, and they flipped it left to right, and they added in a bunch of stuff because they were trying to trip up. They were trying to trip up the 9/11 truthers by getting them all on board this video, and then they could say, ah, it's a hoax, it's a fake, you guys will believe anything. You know, it's part of this whole poison the well propaganda tactic.
Well, I appreciate you clarifying that for me. I thought this is too good for people not to have freaked out about.
Yeah, and you know, it was a hoax. And you remember, the government believes it's their divine right to play dirty. Anything that they feel they need to do to keep their wealth and power, they're going to do it. You know, they have no honor. You know, and I resent all of this stuff. The honorable person of Congress, they're not honorable. If they were honorable, they wouldn't be in that federal government. We got to take a break for our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.